It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes.
I'm still stuck, Dan, in trying to figure out exactly what it is we do here. Right? Well, no, that part I've figured it out. What? There's fart jokes and mascots. That's all is going on here.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Fart jokes and mascots.
Middays 10 to 2. On 670 The Score.
The Bears. Observations coming out of the text line from the Matt Eberflus press conference. The 802 here says, listening to it, I didn't hear a single right. He apparently has transferred that to Bernstein.
I love it. I think it did happen. It's happened. I think there's been three so far today. You have had just as many rights as Caleb Williams had passes batted down. Yep, it's on you.
And I understand what this texter is saying, where... He says that, I wish I could see Eberflus while listening to him, because I need for him to look smarter for me to find his answers acceptable. Now, he's getting better.
He does look smarter, too. Oh, I think, the hair.
And I've been made fun of for saying, he that was no doubt. That's been one of the most overblown storylines of the entire offseason, is that he does look smarter.
And from being there most of the time, not today, Matt Eberflus does, at the beginning of every press conference, he does make small talk with us. There's a hello, how you doing? Sometimes he likes to talk about the weather. I mean, we'll see if if it gets a little more serious as the season goes on, but he has made a point of a little intro.
Really? Doesn't come out like talk, you know, economic policies anything like that?
We've gotten there. You guys like that debate last night, right? Watch it there.
Don't even start. I can only imagine. Next on ABC, we go live to the Bears head coach Matt Eberflus for his thoughts on the debate.
I like them both. Awesome. They're both good, but right?
That's a joke.
Caleb Williams' turn on the podium at the lectern meeting reporters.
Oh, there you go.
How's it going, everybody?
Caleb, as you went back through Sunday's game, were there any specific throws, any specific plays that jumped out at you as, man, I wish I could have that back or this was off?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple. I pointed out right after the game that it was around, I think I went on the lower end of like four or five. I think it was around six throws that, you know, obviously we would have hit those. Everything would have seemed a lot different. Throws that, you know, we hit in practice all the time, on simple routes, on intermediate, and then, you know, the one or two deep balls. You know, if you hit those, the game, everything kind of explodes. And, you know, things would have been said differently about how we played on offense. We're here getting better. Obviously it was week one for us. We came out with the win. We're really excited for that, like I said before. And then, you know, just getting back out here, make sure we're focused on the small things, the details, you know, whether it's myself of footwork drops, things like that, or whether it's the routes, whether it's the run game, hand placements, all these other things when blocking, to make sure that, you know, as an offense, we're successful.
Does it feel good to get that first game again out of the way and not kind of focus on which you saw and now what
Yeah, definitely. I, you know, going into that game, it was a little weird for me because it's my first game. We didn't really have anything on the D coordinator. So it was a little weird for me. But when I got out there, you know, I was seeing it well, missed a few passes, obviously, but, you know, going back and watching the film, I was in the right place. When I was throwing the ball, I had a few also batted balls, but, you know, going to the right places, you know, seeing it well, making some O-line, you know, adjustments and things like that. You know, having good communication on the sideline with my teammates and coaches for adjustments or just, you know, constantly communicating with them. So I think the process, you know, throughout that game was well. whether it was mental or the small things, you know, on the sideline or, like I said, communicating with everybody. I think, you know, that process was well. So that was encouraging to see. And then so waking up, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday morning, you know, you woke up and you realized that, you know, you won your first game in the NFL regardless of how you felt of your performance. You know, we won the first game and, you know, felt super excited. Felt super excited about, you know, not necessarily how I actually performed, but, you know, like I said, being able to come out with that win and being able to help lead these guys to those to that win. And so, you know, feels good, really excited. You know, it builds confidence when you come out and do that. And, you know, like I said, we're building on the small things, make sure we get the small things down so we can go dominate and have fun doing it, you know, when we get out there in the field as a team, as a collective. So, yes, felt really good.
From week one to week two, what do you think it would be?
Yeah, I would say the drops. Sometimes I rush my drop a little bit, you know, not needing to. You know, one specific route that that I can think of is Rome when he was, or I think it was a 10-yard route right over the ball, and I rushed my drop and then you know tried to juice it in there a little bit and missed. You know, I didn't need to. Just trying to help him get the ball to him. Getting his hands fast as possible so he can, you know, make magic and do what he does. And so, you know, just making sure, you know, trusting the drop, trusting the reads and things like that, and getting through them. You know, I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I'm focused on. And then, you know, my finishes on my play fakes or anything like that.
Caleb, the inaccuracy has been something that some of the best quarterbacks in the league have struggled with throughout their rookie year before becoming really good at it.
Yep.
Was there anything you saw Sunday that gives you a confidence that it'll be a quicker fix than that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think having a realization, like I said before, understanding that, you know, it's not throws that I usually miss throughout all the time that I've been playing quarterback, and all the practice that, you know, that I've had and you know, with other teams here, Chicago, all these other, you know, things and moments and games and all of that. So, I think that's one. And then, also understanding, it's NFL. They got good players on the other side. They're going to make plays, like a few batted balls that we had, you know, right spot, you know, going to right spot, throwing the right shoulder, all these other things, trying to throw it over back or all these other things that, you know, sometimes a player's going to get his arm up, you know, bat it down. So I think, those, having an understanding of those two things is really important to keep growing and progressing, and to not lose faith in, you know, whether it's the, you know, the play, you know, the team, yourself, offense, run, whatever the case may be, you know, keep that confidence and understand that, you know, we obviously didn't play as we wanted to, as well as we wanted to, and we came out 24-17, Chicago Bears win.
What's been the back and forth
on Sunday night? Rookie of the year takes his team to the playoffs. Is that motivation to you, seeing what CJ was able to do last year? And you take note of that on your own, or is that, I think?
From his side, it's not motivation for me, from him. It's motivation to be able to help the Chicago Bears, you know, win games. You know, win as many games, get to the playoffs and, you know, win games there. So I was trying to do my best day in and day out, mentally and physically, you know, rest, make sure I sleep well, make sure I eat well, make sure, you know, doing all the right things throughout the week, and weeks to lead up to the game, to make sure that I'm prepared, to the best of my ability for my team, mentally, physically, and spiritually, you know, to be able to go out there and handle business the way we need. So, motivation, comes from, you know, myself and within this team, this organization, to be able to go out there and win games.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's the back and forth been like with you and Shane and the other coaches just about what you liked, what you didn't like, what worked within the offense?
Yeah, I think us figuring out exactly, you know, what works best with, you know, whether our offensive linemen, you know, and our run game, our passing, or, you know, whether we have, You know, whether we spread it out, whether we pack it in tight, whether we stack, whether we get, you know, three tight ends in the game, whether we have, you know, two backs, three backs, you know, whatever case may be. Just figuring out what works best for that week, but also works best with our offense and being able to go out there and execute smoothly, especially going, you know, to a playoff team last year and going to their stadium and having to go execute, you know, early in the season and starting fast and going out there and, you know, try to win the game.
Caleb, you've got Romo's hurt, you've got Keenan, who's not going to practice today. What's the challenge for you? Now you're throwing to different guys who you may need on Sunday, you know, the Tyler Scotts of the world.
Yeah.
The same, or do you need to adjust?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be same or a little different. Obviously because Keenan, you know, Keenan's Keenan, Rome is Rome, but Tyler's Tyler. You know, DC DeAndre, sorry, yeah. DC, he's DC. You know, they're all different in their own aspects, but you know, that's why we have so many, you know, reps and things like that throughout training camp. You know, we're going to get a bunch of reps with a bunch of different guys today. Obviously, like you say, Keenan's out. You know, not practicing today. You know, we're going to get reps with some other guys and things like that. And, you know, keep building that trust and belief and bond. You know, we've been building that since, you know, I got here around 3-4 months ago, whatever the case may be now. So, you know, us getting after it today in practice. You know, if there's things wrong, things with, you know, route, not being passive, make sure we're, you know, we're front facing and correcting small things that, you know, may affect us in games, whether it's a route depth, whether it's how I throw it, you know, just adjusting to those guys. You know, so I think obviously there's going to be a difference because they're, you know, Tyler's not Keenan, but Tyler is Tyler, Keenan is Keenan, so it's just adjusting to that.
Caleb, back to Chris's question. For as good of a season, a great of a season that C.J. Stroud had last year, it took him a little bit before he became as good as he was. Are there parallels that you can draw just at the early part of your career as a rookie who's trying to do the same thing?
I more so was looking at, like, say, for instance, I was looking at the NFL this past weekend, and I'm looking at all the teams and things like that and realizing that, like I've said in many other interviews, that, you know, the job is hard, NFL is hard, you know, the defense is going to make it tough on you. So, you know, that's what they're going to do day or week in and week out. So, you know, comparing, you know, that to, you know, myself in his rookie year, you know, typically guys coming in, they have to figure it out and things like that. And so, you know, that's what we're doing right now. You know, I didn't have obviously the performance that I wanted to. So trying to figure it out as fast as possible and, you know, making sure that we're all on the same page, making sure that we're, you know, handling the things that we need to handle. Cause like I said, all the small things, become a lot larger on game day. You know, make sure we handle those things, myself included, progress from there. But, you know, speaking on that, and getting back to what I was saying about the NFL, the guys in the NFL this week, quarterback wise, you go and watch, it wasn't necessarily week 16 for even the guys that, you know, have been playing ball for 10, 15 plus years. It's, you know, it's always going to be a little rough patch. So understanding that, maintaining your confidence, if not growing it, because obviously, you know, realizing that you can, you know, keep getting better. And so that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. We're excited about it.
What are you expecting to see from the Texans defense?
Yeah, I expect them to be aggressive. I expect them to be, you know, excited to get out there, you know, be in front of their home crowd. I believe they played at the Colts last week. So, you know, get out there, be excited, you know, be aggressive, you know, running around, you know, playing well, playing together. You know, that's how they coach it. I would say is that, you know, they, you know, play well, play together, you know, fly around, tackle all these other things. And, you know, we get to go versus a great defense, again this week. So, we're excited. I know they're going to be out there excited. I know that the stadium's going to be rocking. So, you know, getting to practice preparing for that. Yeah, we're all excited. Go Bears.
Thanks,
awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Caleb Williams, he gave you the go Bears. Yeah. He'll come around.
I get it.
Bears.
Bears.
My notes, a couple of things. First of all, the accountability of him, you know, what could you do better? He said he was hurrying his drops.
Yes. Wrote that down, too. I highlighted that, too.
And they put in hurrying his drops. The other thing that I found interesting, first of all, he did globalize the quarterbacking around the league. Rough patch for the guys who've been doing it for 15 years, too. First week, rough patch, saying he sort of showed himself to be in good company with other quarterbacks who were struggling.
What's going on here?
Well, that tells me a couple things. It tells me, first of all, yeah, he watches other games, and he probably has coaches saying, hey, kid, you're not the only one.
Amen.
And talk to Joe Burrow and talk to Aaron Rodgers and talk to some of these future Hall of Famers about how they're doing. So I think that was part of it. But how about the quote, we didn't have anything on the D coordinator?
Yes. Denard Williams.
Denard Wilson.
Wilson.
Right?
Williams.
I think it's Wilson.
Boy, we're having a bad
name.
It's
been a bad name day.
You got it. You redeemed yourself on this one.
Thank you. Denard Wilson. And it's true because I went back to see if he had ever been a play caller.
No.
Anywhere.
No, we talked about that a little bit, I think, in one of my Bears hits, because there was some mystery surrounding it. So I will allow for that.
And the stuff he'd done had been there was some offensive stuff in there, you know, passing game coordinator. Then
batted balls.
Well, but there was a defensive backs coach. This is the only time he's been a defensive coordinator. So
yeah,
because if he had called plays in high school, they would have found him.
Right. Well, the only thing they had to go on was that he has had influence from Greg Williams, and we know Greg Williams likes to bring noise. And then who was there's the other, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, another guy that's a head coach now that used to be the head coach or defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals. Can't think of his name right now. But
Todd Bowles.
Yeah. Good job, studs.
Well, Greg Williams eventually got fired for being too aggressive.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
For being a
there was some
he
ways.
Also a jerk.
Yeah. If you look at who influenced Denard Wilson, if that really is his name, you could kind of have an idea of what they were planning on doing.
Yes, it's his name.
If that is his name. If it's not Williams, then that's fine. If that is your true name, sir. I mean, we don't know this guy.
Did you see what the 414 texted? We have so little of that defensive coordinator, we don't even know his name.
Nice. The guy with the headset.
Nice. Well done.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.